Hello and welcome to the Retail Week, our look at the biggest story in retail over the last 7 days. I'm Grace Bowden, reporter for Retail Week, and I'm joined by our executive editor, George McDonald, and senior reporter, Emily Hardy. Today, we are discussing whether it is a new dawn for fashion, or rather, just a ray of sunshine between clouds. It's been an interesting week for fashion. The BRC results came out this week, and they were particularly gloomy for April, but the two bright sparks, uncharacteristically, came in clothing and footwear, both of which were up on a total and like-for-like basis. Couple that with Next having better-than-expected sales results and even upping their full-year profit expectations, we're wondering what this means for the fashion sector in the year ahead in what has proved to be a very testing year so far. So, George, let's start with you. Am I being overly optimistic or am I on the money?
I think I'd probably go for a ray of sunshine between the clouds.
Continue the metaphor.
Next did well, but I think the bigger picture is still not great for fashion. Despite the fact that Next has outperformed expectations and should be congratulated, you do see some long-term dynamics at play. So retail store sales were down, and it was the same story in the most recent quarter at Superdry, which also updated and didn't have such a great reaction as Next had. I think there's still quite a few issues to come later this year.
And not to ask you to gaze too far into the crystal ball, but I will. What further down the track, what do you think the issues might be that would mean that this is a blip rather than a resurgence for fashion?
I think there's a couple of things. So I mentioned a moment ago online. I think that's going to go really well. I got some interesting global data stats on how fashion has been doing. So last year, clothing and footwear volumes were down 0.8%, they said. And they don't see much reason to be optimistic about the year to this year. They don't think that fashion will be in growth again until 2019. Yeah. However, the one really bright spot, and we see it in the results we've had this week, is online, which they expect to grow by nearly 11% in 2018. And, at both Superdry and at Next, you saw online doing really well. So that says to me that, retailers with a less powerful online proposition are going to struggle.
Yeah. And Emily, what's your take? I know you've been having a bit of a closer look at some of the results this week.
Yeah, the City reacted really well to the Next results, and it was, as we said, better than expected. But I don't think it's caused for a party quite yet, as George said. No, not quite yet. I think it's got to be remembered that this quarterly results they're up against a really weak first quarter last year. It was a really dismal performance then. So, and store sales, as you mentioned, were still down 4.8% on the back of that already weak performance. And it's really annoying to talk about the weather, but both Superdry and Next said that their quarters were impacted quite heavily by the weather. And actually, in the case of Beast from the East, I think it's a bit more forgivable than just sort of saying, oh, it was a bit rainy. But it has affected all sorts of things from delivery to footfall, obviously. But Next said its sales in the quarter did a bit better than expected, and particularly around a heat wave, which we all remember from a couple of weeks ago. And there's actually a nice helpful graph that shows the difference between the sales during the heat wave and the difference during the snow. So you can see that it does make a significant difference. So I would say for now, this quarter's been a bit of a blip for Next. And I think, as George said, it's a bit too soon to sort of say it's out of the woods. Although Wilson's got a new strategy, and I think it'll be interesting as the year goes on to see if that does start to sort of bear some fruit. As for Superdry, it's got its international strategy and its wholesale growth, and that's all going very well, but it's got to do something about those store sales. Across the year, they were up 3.4%, but clearly something you know, in addition to the beef from the east, has sort of happening there, because that seems to be its weakest channel at the moment.
And I think the thing that we're saying about beef from the east really feeds into things that I've been hearing, just conversations I've been having in recent weeks as well. It feeds into what you were saying, George, about online being a real area of strength. I spoke to a chief exec just a couple of weeks ago, and I think the exact word he used about the beef from the east was bonanza. He said if you were an online retailer during that period, people were in the house, bored, didn't have anywhere to go, didn't have anything to do, and what did they do? They shopped online. So for an online-only operator or a retailer with a robust online operation, there was real potential there for it to be of real benefit.
Until it comes to the delivery element of it and getting a driver out through the snow, which I think was a nightmare for some retailers.
This chief exec I spoke to was quite optimistic, but I can see why that would be an issue, absolutely. I didn't dare to walk out during that time. Well, I think that's probably a good place to end it. Thanks so much for your thoughts this week, guys. Super interesting, as always. Looking ahead to next week, we have full year results from Mothercare and Burberry, so do check back in with us to follow up on all of those. If you'd like to hear about any of the stories we've discussed today, they're all on our website, and you can also interact with all of us on social. That just leaves me to say thank you very much for joining us, and we look forward to seeing you again next week.